Hello.
Hello, Erica Chavo. Yes, I can.
Hi, Erica. How are you?
Who am I talking to?
This is Bella Cooper. You're talking to Bella Cooper, your project manager.
I thought James was my project manager.
No.
That is the thing I...
That is the thing I informed you on Teamwork, I guess, a few minutes back, that James is not looking after your project. I am looking after your project.
Okay. So the marketing project you're looking after. And who's looking after the Wikipedia page project?
I'm totally confused with your company now. See, like, we do offer different writing services. That's why you might be confused. But no problem. I am looking after your Wikipedia project as well and your marketing project as well.
Okay.
So, yep, you can share your
You sent me some kind of fake Facebook profile to give you access to. What
fake
kind of profile is that? Yeah. When I clicked on the link, it's something comes up. It looks like a fake profile, like with 20 followers. So what do you need?
The ID you're talking about, my content team has several IDs because we look after many pages. Maybe that's why you came across the idea that that is a fake profile, but it's not. Anyways, okay, so we need a full access for the page because there are some sort of limitations regarding the posting and everything on the page. That's why my content team is asking and marketing team is asking for the full access.
Okay. The only place you're going to market is Facebook?
Mm-hmm. No. Hold on. Let me just open your questionnaire.
Yeah, I need some kind of ID. What you're going to do? For $1,000, I'm expecting a lot of sales from this marketing.
Don't worry about that. I am here to answer your queries and concerns. Don't worry about that. Just give me a few seconds so that I can, like, open your questionnaire. Okay.
Okay.
So we have one-on-one social media marketing for you. That is Instagram and Facebook.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, the Instagram and Facebook.
The questionnaire you sent to us. The questionnaire that you sent to us, you got the check on Instagram and Facebook. So my marketing team is starting the marketing program and posting and everything on Facebook right now. And I guess they are both going to be affiliated with one another. Are you getting the point?
So you're going to post on my author page on Facebook?
Yep.
And nowhere else. So how is going to get me readers?
No, that is not the thing. We are going to post on your page, and then we're going to start boosting your post and everything. The whole SEO is like, yep, the whole SEO is added in there.
You know,
it's all kind of
The reason why I'm getting very confused because Louis was calling me a few times and he updated me on what's going on. But then yesterday he sends me a text message asking for $2,000 loan for him personally. What the hell is that?
Who asked loan?
What? He
asked
Louis. Louis, what's his name? Last name? Cruz.
Can you share the artwork?
Can you repeat that? I can barely hear you.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm saying, can you like share the screenshot with us on Teamwork?
What to share with you?
A screenshot where he is asking you for a $2,000 loan, and that is something that I don't know about. That is absurd. Why would he do that?
Yeah, and then
a screenshot.
I have no idea. First, he sent me a message that his father has problems, and then
he sent me a message. His father is hospitalized. He's not coming to the office right now. But I would really need a screenshot for that, about the loan thing you are saying. That is totally absurd. Why would he do that? That is not something correct.
I don't know if I can make screenshot on my phone. I can try to figure it out. It's on my messages.
Kindly do that. Or maybe just copy-paste it, or maybe just try to give me something so that I can talk to the management about it.
Yeah, because I was totally, totally baffled by it. He was such a nice guy. He was giving me updates. And then all of a sudden, he says he needs help.
He is. That is why I'm also surprised by this. Why would he do that?
Hold on 1 second. Let me pull it up and read it for you.
I would really if you just copy that on Teamwork, like copy paste.
It says, bad connection here. I will call you soon. I get free, but I want you to help me at my work by lending me $2,000 as I'm missing my target for the month, for which I will lose my bonus, and it's important for me at this point. That's
why
what
he
sent me. So I have no clue. So I'm what the hell kind of scam are you running here?
Don't worry about this. Don't worry about this. I got you. Don't worry about this. Just totally ignore this. Do one thing. Just copy-paste the message to us on Teamwork, and I'm going to figure it out. I got you. Don't worry about this. I'm going to figure this thing out. Why would you do that? That is like totally against the portal.
Let me see if I can figure it out. I don't think I can do it.
I'm so sorry, Erica. We do not work with people like this. I'm so sorry. I'm going to talk to my management about this.
You know,
this is something I am really, really mad about.
I don't want him to get into trouble because he's a nice guy. I even got you guys another client. And there were 9 more authors who interested, and they would take your services if my marketing goes well. They're waiting for it.
Don't worry about that. Mm-hmm. Your marketing
I have a very large author group, and I told them about your company. And 9 of them were very interested, and they said, let's see how your marketing goes. If it goes well, we're going to sign up with them. So you're going to have lots of potential clients on my side.
Yep.
And
I
the other one, Kojo Bay,
and I totally appreciate Kojo that.
Bay signed up with you already, so I got you a client already. And I didn't expect this. What are you laughing at?
I'm just literally feeling really good about it, that you're being so sweet about this, that you're bringing up clients and everything. That is, like, totally appreciated.
I always do. I'm a helpful person. If I see something good, I share it with my fellow authors, my friends.
That is so sweet. But
I need a guideline of what you're going to do and how you're going to do it. because when I talked to Kojo, who signed up with you, my friend, and he said he got a contract. He got a contract from you. I never got that. I never got a plan. I never got a contract. So I don't know what's going on.
You did not receive a Wikipedia contract as well, or you are talking about the marketing contract?
The
never
marketing
received both
contract.
Of them? Okay,
no.
So let's do one thing.
No, I never received it.
Oh.
So that's why I'm...
So let's do one thing. Let's do one thing. I am going to send you the marketing contract, and you just have to send it back to me by signing it. First thing, that is done. Second thing, you were saying something about the marketing plan. Okay. So once the posting is going to start, we are going to boost up the entire posting, and the entire SEO is going to be applied over the post and everything. So, yeah, that is what social marketing is about. So we're going to bring out audience. We are going to engage the people on the book, for the book, for your work. You're getting the point? On Facebook and Instagram.
Okay.
They both are going to be reconnected with each other.
I have other social sites, too. I'm on Twitter. I'm on YouTube. You only need the Facebook and Instagram?
That is for, like, that is totally up to you. When we sent the questionnaire to you, you sent us that you would be needing marketing on Instagram and Facebook. If you need on Twitter and YouTube as well, let me know. I'm going to talk to my team about it, and they're going to initiate the process right away.
Yeah, I think I gave you my Twitter profile and my YouTube profile, too.
Yeah.
When I figured
You did give us the access. You did give us the – I'm so sorry about that. Just give me 2 seconds. You gave us the access and everything, but – there was an option over there, like there was a small box over there. Where do you want your marketing to be done? You checked on Facebook and Instagram. If you want on Twitter, YouTube, and other platforms as well, let me know. I'm going to, like, initiate the task with the team.
Yeah, if you would on YouTube and Twitter as well, because those are the, those are the largest social sites.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That is true. That is true.
So you need my my Facebook email and password, or how do you sign into my profile?
I'm so sorry. Can you repeat that, please?
What kind of access do you need to my Facebook author page?
Okay, so there you were saying there was a profile which you thought is a fake profile. They are saying, my marketing team, my backend team are saying that they have the limited access over your page and they would need a proper access to it. If you want me, so I can have a discussion with, with my
team. What does it mean, proper access?
Yeah, I would really like to ask them, and like I can discuss it with them, and I can let you know.
Because my author page is connected to my personal page.
Mm-hmm.
So do you need my sign-in information, like email and password?
Yeah, maybe we would need that.
So then you would have access to my personal page too.
If that is okay for you, if it's not okay for you, if you're not confident, I'm going to have a discussion with my team.
It's not really okay for me because I have a credit card on my account. I have my PayPal access. I don't want to give it to anybody.
Yeah, I understand that. If it's not comfortable, if you're not okay with that, you don't have to share your personal credentials with us. I am going to have a discussion with my team, and I will share their work with you, what type of access they would need. And
Because no marketing agency is asking for personal profile access. So
we aren't even asking for the personal information. We are not asking for that. The complete access, I would have to have a discussion with the marketing team for that.
Okay. Yeah, just let me know exactly what you need, and I need an outline of the plan. Okay, this week we're going to do Facebook posts or whatever you do. So I'm, you know, on the same page with you. I know what's going on, and I can share your posts or...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So don't worry about that. I'm going to have a meeting with my team. And, give me 2 seconds. Okay, yep.
Okay.
I'm going to have a meeting with my team, and I'm going to share their work with you, what do they need, the proper discussion I'm going to have with them, and then I will let you know the entire details in a proper manner. And, Erica, don't worry about this and about Lewis' message. Can you do me a favor? Can you just copy the message and paste it in the teamwork? I really need to speak to management about this. I do appreciate that. You don't want him to get into any trouble, but that is something which is not acceptable. That is totally against the protocols, and I would really need to speak to my management about this.
Copy text.
Yep.
Okay. How do I send it to you? What's your phone number so I can send it to you?
Okay. Hold on. Let's do one thing. Text message. Can I have your send me a text? Can I have your number, please?
My number is
1121. I'm sending you a message over there saying hello. It's Bella Cooper.
Okay.
Hello, it's Bella Cooper. And then you can do one thing. You can forward the message to me, and I'm gonna look into it.
Yeah, let me figure it out if I can do it. Okay.
No problem. You can
all
hear your concerns
with me. Can... Please. Okay, this is the message that he sent me. I was completely floored. Like, this guy doesn't know me. We talked a couple of times. He's a nice guy. But asking me for $2,000 a loan? Did you get it?
Yep, I did get a message, and I'm so sorry. I'm blown by this because, as you were saying, that he's a nice guy. He is. In terms of work, in terms of communicating with clients and everything, he is a nice guy. So this message,
he's a very nice. I was so satisfied with his communication because he's polite. He's nice. He's very informative. Whatever I asked him, he answered. And then all of a sudden, bam. I'm like, what the hell is going on? And the first thing came to my mind is your company is a total scam.
No,
and,
they're not.
You know, any normal people would have discovered because any normal
exactly.
Think that way, because where did this come from? It's like you're not my personal friend to ask me $2,000. Come on. I don't know what's going on with
that. And this is something really against the protocols. We do not appreciate that. We do not engage that. So this is something I really need to have a discussion with the management. It's not acceptable by us. We would never do that to our any of the client. Since this is very surprising to me, because Lewis would not do anything like that if he has done it. And addressing that he has sent the message to you, I'm going to have my management look into it. This is not,
I don't know what's going on. Maybe his phone was hacked, or maybe somebody got a hold of his phone and sending these messages. I don't know.
Maybe that could happen too, because he has been working in this company since many years, and we never occurred with any of such scenario ever. Like,
yeah, but
I called him.
I called him, and I recognized his voice. I recognized his voice, so it was him who was sending that message, and then after that, he apologized, and I don't know. So I just hung up on him. I said, I'm not going to deal with this. I'm not going to deal with this because it's very upsetting.
It's not appropriate. I do understand that. Okay, so, Erica,
I hope he didn't do this to my friend, too, because I got that client for you guys, and he's a very reputable man. And what would he think that I'm like recommending a company?
Can I have the name of your friend?
Say it again.
Can I have the name of your friend, who's the current
Kojo
with us?
Kojo, Kojo, Bay, B.
Mm-hmm.
Like boy, E Y.
B E Y.
Yeah. Kojo Bay.
Oh, I have heard of him. I'm going to look into this.
Mm-hmm.
This is not acceptable.
And
literally very angry right now.
Yeah, and Louis was taking care of his case. I don't know who became his case manager, but I hope he didn't send the same message to him too.
Oh my God. It is totally going to ruin the image between you two if he has sent the same message to him as well. Or
yeah, but look at Kojo is a very respectable man, and if Louis sent him the same message he sent me, Kojo would think that, what the hell did you recommend me? A scam company?
Exactly. I mean, it's going to affect the connection between you people. Like, it's going to cause you the bonding and everything, the friendship, and I would not really appreciate that. That is something I'm not in favor of, and I'm literally very angry right now.
I'm absolutely not appreciate that because he's a good man. He trusted my opinion that you do a good job. And if he had the same message sent, that would be devastating.
I'm going to look into that. Can you give me a day, maybe? I'm going to do one thing for you. I'm going to have a meeting regarding the access and everything, and I'm going to have a meeting with my management as well regarding the text message Lewis has sent you. I'm going to get back to you with the entire details.
Okay. Yeah, just send me an email what you need, what kind of access. I'm very hesitant to give anybody my personal profile access.
No,
but
no, we would not, we would not, we would not need your personal credentials. So Facebook or Instagram, personal, anything personal, it's not be taken care of, taken care of by us. We would not need that. Don't worry about that.
Okay.
I have to understand the requirements by the marketing team, and that is why I'm gonna have a, you know, meeting with them, and I'm gonna get back to you.
Okay. All right, Bella. Just get back to me on what you find out. Okay.
Sure, Erica. Sure. It was good talking to you, and thank you so much for enlightening me. The message of Lewis's.
Okay. Take care now.
Thank you so much. You too.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.